Mark Hodgkinson's The Last Mad Surge of Youth, read by David Judge. Barrett reached some railway arches that had been converted into workspaces, most of them occupied by firms in the motor trade. A group of lads were sitting with their backs against a skip outside a body repairer's. They were wearing paint-flecked boiler suits, protective masks hanging around their necks on elastic. Further down, at the corner of the street and a few yards from the shopping arcade, a young woman beckoned Barrett to her. She looked foreign. He assumed she was lost and wanted directions. "Business?" she asked. No thanks. He began to walk away, but she moved alongside him. She was wearing a short skirt tight to her thighs. Her legs were mottled. "Don't you want a good time?"
"Not really, no."
"Everybody wants good time." She sounded East European. "And where would we have this good time?"
"Over there,"
she said, pointing to the wasteland flanking the railway line.
"Someone might see us. We could go to someplace else if you like. My flat, maybe."
"And how far away is that?"
300-400 meters, quite close. "You want to come?"
He nodded. He asked the name. "Natasha." She saw him smile.
"Why are you smiling?"
"Russian girls are always called Natasha, aren't they?"
"How do you know I am Russian?"
"Aren't you?"
"I am, sure. But not all girls who are from Russia have the same name."
She wrinkled her nose. Kids were playing at the entrance to the flats, pushing one another and toy fighting. They looked foreign too. Barrett stopped briefly.
"Natasha, I'm not going to get beaten up, am I? And robbed. I've seen this happen in films."
No, I promise. He believed her.